Leonard Slatkin, who is the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's musical director. Mr. Slatkin, how are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm doing very well. Recently, there was a fundraising concert for the DSO, which Kid Rock was a part of. Tell us about that concert.
Well, it was something that was organized, at least begun a little over a year ago, as a way to help the Detroit Symphony out of what has been a rather massive financial hole. Through Dan Gilbert of Quicken Loans, who's a friend of Kid Rock's, they worked out a deal. We put the program together, and then last Saturday it came to fruition at the Fox Theater.
How did it go over, and how did it sound?
Well, it's a little hard when you're conducting it to know how it actually sounds, because all the sound is going out towards the audience. But that audience was just energized and swaying in the aisles. They responded to the orchestra's classical selections, as well as the works that are normally associated with Kid Rock's fan base.
You have an interesting story where a young teenage girl came up to you. Tell us that story.
Well, it was after a concert about 2.5-3 weeks ago, and we played the New World Symphony, and this girl came up to me, and she looked at me in the eyes and said, "You're a badass." Not words I usually hear. And it was picked up by Kid Rock, who then told the audience that was my nickname. So I'm fully expecting a load of T-shirts to show up real soon.
And that, of course, is the name of a song, American Badass, which is a very, very good thing for you. And Mr. Slatkin, you think it's important that people, and that kids specifically, know, you know what, you can like pop music, but there is a place for symphonic music also.
Well, I grew up in a household that was filled with music. My parents were part of the film music industry as well as popular and classical. So we adhered to what Duke Ellington said, and that was that there are two kinds of music, good music and the other stuff. And it doesn't matter what the genre is. It's just a great idea to keep your mind and your ears open to many different kinds of music and understand that the world operates because of the diversity of music.
In your experience, how do young children take in symphonic music when they hear it, when they're at the symphony and see it live?
Well, there is nothing like looking on the stage and seeing 70 to 100 musicians all playing together and working in concert, as it were. So there's already a visual impact, but the sonic one is also quite impressive. I mean, it may not be at the decibel level of Kid Rock, but still, these instruments producing all this sound in an acoustic environment is very impressive to virtually every young person who really doesn't have that much prejudice about music at an early age.
All right, and the DSO has had financial challenges and problems with strikes. Where are we with that stuff, and are we ready for the upcoming season?
Well, a year out now, I would say that we're in much better shape than any of us thought we would be. We've been able to secure top talents to be in the orchestra. We have attendance that is probably at a record level. Fundraising has increased, not enough, not as much as we would like to see. But right now, the DSO is in very good shape artistically. This weekend, we finish our regular seasons with concerts this morning and tomorrow night, and they'll be the sold-out houses. People can watch it on the internet at dso.org. So we're heading into next season, I think, really in great shape.
Leonard Slatkin is the musical director for the DSO. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.